here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 17th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born in Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914, author of Stories That Could Be True, New and Collected Poems, and other collections, taught for years at Lewis and Clark College in Oregon. William Stafford, who usually wrote in the early morning, sat down with a pen and paper, looked out the window, waited for something to occur to him. Stafford wrote, "In the winter, in the dark hours, when others were asleep, I found these words and put them together by their appetites and respect for each other. In stillness, they jostled, they traded meanings while pretending to have only one." It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, retired from the printing business, a wealthy man, when he was 43. Turned his attention to science and inventions. He'd already invented the Franklin stove, a heat-efficient stove, and established the first fire company, came up with the idea of fire insurance, got tired of taking off and putting on glasses, so he cut his spectacles in half and put half of each lens in a single frame, now called bifocals. Also invented swim fins, the odometer, and the lightning rod. The man who had written Early to Bed and Early to Rise makes a man healthy and wealthy and wise. And it's the birthday of Sebastian Younger, born in Belmont, Massachusetts, 1962. He wanted to be a journalist, but he was working as a tree cutter to make ends meet, and he was recovering from a bad injury. He'd cut his leg with a chainsaw. He was bedridden. And he was thinking about writing about people who took dangerous jobs, like fishing out at sea, when a massive storm hit the coast of Nova Scotia, October 1991, and a crew of six on a commercial fishing boat out of Massachusetts was caught in it. There were waves bigger than 100 feet, and the six men on the 72-foot commercial fishing boat were lost at sea. And from this, Sebastian Younger wrote his best-selling book, The Perfect Storm. It came out in 1997. Since then, Younger has pursued his dream of being a foreign correspondent. He's reported from Kosovo, Nigeria, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Afghanistan. And he's also set up a foundation to give scholarships to the children of fishermen. Here's a poem for today, a poem by W. H. Auden, The More Loving One. Looking up at the stars, I know quite well that for all they care, I can go to hell. But on earth, indifference is the least we have to dread from man or beast. How should we like it, were stars to burn with a passion for us we could not return? If equal affection cannot be, let the more loving one be me. Admirer, as I think I am, of stars that do not give a damn, I cannot, now I see them, say, I missed one terribly all day. Were all stars to disappear or die, I should learn to look at an empty sky and feel its total dark, sublime, though this might take me a little time. A poem by W. H. Auden, The More Loving One, from his collected poems published by the Modern Library Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.